Good morning, everyone. Bom dia. Today we are taking a look in Hosea's chapter 11. And the theme is the unconditional love of God. The book of Hosea is a love story. And we are not talking about Hosea and Gomer. I talk about God loves so much His people. And when you read, if you had the opportunity to read Hosea chapter 11, we can find exactly God expressing His unconditional love in four ways. And I just want to bring these ways to you this morning. The first way we can see here, it's God bore the rebellion of His children. Take a look, verse 1 to verse 4. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. But the more they were called, the more they went away from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk. Take them by the arms. But they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them I was like one who lifts a little child to the sheiks, and I bent down to feed them. Verse 1 begins, remind them about the love of God for them. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. This verse is also a reminder that the existence of Israel depend on God, always was like that. God created Israel, and because of his unconditional love, God brought them out of Egypt. From verse 2 to verse 4, Hosea shows the unconditional love of God to two characters, as a father and as a farmer. The main point here is that although God's acts of love and kindness, they decide to walk away from him. And it's hard to understand that. I don't know. Now, I as a father, I have a great experience to have two teenagers at home. So today, Ezef, my Ezef, is my 14 years old today, exactly today. I embarrass you, yeah, I know. And, you know, when I read this chapter this week, and I see God acting so many times with love, with kindness, help the Israel, his son, and they turn back away, I start to see, wow, sometimes it looks like this is what's happening with our teenagers. We show so much love to them. And I talk in general. It's not about my kids, but in general. And I can talk about myself when I was a teenager. And we show so much love for them. We take care of them. We care them. We do all the things. But sometimes they take as granted. Take it for granted. And it's like, oh, you do it because it's your obligation. And not show love. Don't show gratitude. I know, if you have teenagers, sometimes you can feel like that. Look the terms he used here in verse 2 to verse 4. Verse 2, but the more they were called, the more they went away from me. They sacrifice to Baals and they burn incense to images. It's God called them. Hey, let's walk together. Let's have a good relationship together, my son. But more they call, more God call. Israel, just go away. And I feel like this rebellions, like the teenagers' years. You try, hey, be with me, go with me. And looks like everything you say as a parent is never right. If you go, so we have some strategy, at least for our kids. We talk, okay, if you want them to go to the left, so you say then go to the right. Because the first reaction is, okay, if you do this side, we go that way. Verse 3 says, it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. Take them by the arms. But they did not realize it was I who healed them. Did you see the relationship? Father, God doing so much thing for them, but they did not recognize that. Verse 4. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them I was like one who lifts a little child to the cheek, and I bent down to feed them. Do you know, I discovered that only NIV translate like that. Because the all other translations I saw, even NIV in Portuguese, translates like that. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke of their jaws and laid meat unto them. I like this for two reasons. First of all, because I think it's more the translation here is more the idea that the Israel was under the Egypt slaver. So God brought them out of Egypt with kindness, okay? But another reason, because it said they feed them with meat, and I love meat. So, the idea here is, look here. God take out the yoke. God take out the muscles to help the Israel people to rest. He did this. I was not an easy teenager. I was really not an easy teenager. I accepted Jesus when I was 20, almost 21 years old. And I remember the times that I leave home Friday and I come back Sunday night, and my mom didn't know where I was. And the truth is, sometimes even I didn't know where I was. It's truly. But every day, when I wake up in the morning, my mom and my father, they were there for me. And when I go to school, my mom, early in the morning, make my breakfast. My mom and my father gave me, sacrificed themselves to me go to a very good school. They cannot afford. But they did. But when I was at the time, in my years, I never recognized that. I never came back to them at the time to say thank you. Never. Never. Because I take it for granted. It's the idea. It's the same thing. Sometimes we see in our child, in our children. So it's not on their fault, because we were like that too, in many ways. And we do the same thing with God many times. We have a relationship with God. God shows so much love for us. And many times we act as this kind of teenagers. We just rebel like the Israel. We turn back to God. God still calls you. Come, come, my son. Come, I want to have a relationship with you. I want to walk with you. And in some way we turn our backs. For them, for him. So we have here a prophecy to the people of Israel. But we can really fully apply in many ways for our lives. Because in some way you do the same. And we need to open our eyes. So how God show his unconditional love here? First of all, God bore the rebellion of his children. So many times we did for our parents. So many times my kids can do with me. But I bore and I say, they are my kids. I love them. Doesn't matter what, I still love them. This is a conditional love. I love. So I bore. The second way is God disciplined his rebellion children. Verse 5-7. Will they not return to Egypt, and will not Assyria rule over them because they refuse to repent? A sword will flash in their cities. It will devour their false prophets and put an end to their plans. My people are determined to turn from me. Even though they call me God Most High, I will by no means exalt them. We need to understand that the discipline of Israel was an act of justice and love. What did the New Testament say about it? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. Because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Revelation chapter 3, 19-20. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I'm standing at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. So, the discipline come to us not because God rejects us, but because he loves us. So this is what's happened here. God bore the rebellion children, the rebellion of Israel, but God disciplined them. I will discipline you, Israel, because I want you back. Because I love you. Because I love you. The third way God shows his unconditional love. It says God limited his anger against his rebellion children. Look the logic here. He bore your rebellion. He disciplined you because of love. But he limited his anger. Sometimes happen when your children do something that you really don't like. And you can react a lot more. So you try to hold your reaction because you love him. If it was another person, your reaction would be totally different. But because it's your son, you limit your reaction. Do you understand what I mean? Take a look at the verse here. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is arose. God is talking about his son, Israel. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor I will devastate Ephraim again. For I am God and not man, the Holy One among you. I have not come against their seed. God could have completely destroyed the nation of Israel. He had every reason and right to do this, but he limited his own anger against Israel because of this unconditional love. Just for information, these two cities here, Admah and Zebulun, these cities show up in Deuteronomy 29:23. They were cities around Sodom and Gomorrah. So when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, these two cities was totally destroyed. So this is just to let you know. Here, we find a clear example. The tension that there is between the justice and the love of God. Justice and love. The righteousness of God does not cancel his love, and his love does not nullify his justice. The just of God do not nullify or not cancel his love. And his love do not cancel his justice. The two things come together. How he made this with Israel in that case? God said, I love you, Israel. I love you. And because I love you, I will discipline you. Justice. But I will put terms in my discipline. You will come back. I promise you. It's love. Do you understand? What's happened? It's the same with Jesus and us. Justice and love. John 3:16-18 and John 3:36 brings the same idea. For everybody knows John 3:16, but for God so loved the world that he gave his own and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, justice. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God. John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath, justice, remains on them. What you have here, justice and love. If you not believe in Jesus, you never will have a real relationship with God. Never and never. Never. Only through Jesus Christ. This is the way. This is the way. The love and justice of God always goes together. What God is saying here in John is, I need to be justice. And you all is to go to the hell in different, far from me, far from my presence, because close to me only if you are holy. But because I love you, I will give you away. It's Jesus Christ. Through him, my son, that I gave to die for you, you can come. Not because you, but because him is love. The fourth way we see here, God show his unconditional love. It's God promised to restore his rebellious children. Verse 10 and verse 11. They will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, so hard to say. When he roars, looks like a roar. When it's good because it's a lion. The lion has a roar. So when he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. They will come from Egypt, trembling like sparrows, from Assyria, fluttering like doves. I will set them in their homes, declare to the Lord. This whole chapter is about love. Because God loved the people of Israel, he bore the rebellion of the children, his children. Because his love, he's disciplined them. Because he loves them so much, he limits his anger against the Israel. And because he loved him so much, he said, I will bring you back. It's not about you, it's about me, God. I will bring you back. We have many ways to interpret it. The restoration of Israel. Some can say that the prophecy was fulfilled when after 539 BC, the Persians allowed the Jews come back to Jerusalem and encouraged them to rebuild the temple. For some can say that, no, it's different. Others can say that the final restoration of Israel would happen only in the end. Doesn't matter. But one thing, I can say two things for sure. First of all, Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah. It's all about him. Revelation chapter 5 verse 5 says, then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, is triumphant. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. The second thing I can say is, Jesus is the only way to come back to God. There is no another way. And you can come in here Sunday by Sunday. If you not take a stand and you say, I believe in Jesus, it's only about him, you never you come really come back to God. Romans chapter 1 verse 16 says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Romans 10 verse 12 says, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who can call on him. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. There is no difference between today, between you and a Jew. You, me, can come back to God only to Jesus Christ. And a Jew can come back to God only through Jesus Christ. There is no way, there is no rituals different. Hosea chapter 11, the unconditional love of God. It's really a big picture of our relationship. God is our Father. If you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, we are children of God. You are a child of God. And God will keep you every day, call you for a deeper, closer relationship. He will take care of you. And the message here today is to open our hearts, open our eyes, to see how has been our answer to God's invitation to walk with Him. Yeah. Sometimes we will act like a rebellion teenager. But God showed His unconditional love when He bore our rebellion. God will discipline us sometimes. But because He loves us. It's not because He rejects us. God will limit His anger against our rebellion. Because He loves you. And God, you promise, as He did, we will come back to Him. We will come back to Him. He promised, He will fulfill. Because He is not a man. He is the Most High God. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for the discipline sometimes we go through. I know it's painful. But it's because you love us. And because you want us to come close to you. Help us to come and walk with you with joy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.